All right. Here we go.
Guys, big, big day in the history of this podcast. I got some new hardware. I've been complaining. I don't know if I might have been editing it out, but I've been complaining about how much I hate my current setup here because it was originally built for when I was doing radio and I was doing shows in Nashville. So it was like radio is like so antiquated when it comes to technology. And I hated it. I thought it sounded like shit. And as someone who has worked in radio for a very long time, listening to my show, I couldn't stand it. So I got some new gear. This is such a dorky thing for me to talk about, but it's true. I got some new gear and I'm so pumped about it. And do you want to know why I'm pumped about it? By the way, this is not an ad, but this is called the Rodecaster Pro 2. And it just has so many little functions. If I say something funny. See? We're using that button a lot. Yeah. Thanks, guys. If Brandy says something dumb and stupid and lame. Crickets. Oh, do I want to talk like a monster?
You know I do.
What? This is real life, folks. This show just got so much better for you. Or worse. I don't really know. Do I want to talk like a little girl?
Yes, I do. Oh my God. Brandy is so late to the show, so typical Brandy.
Did you hear that? Oh, am I in the movie Scream?
Sydney, answer the phone.
I mean, it's kind of like the voice from Scream. Oh, are you a large robot?
Yes, I am. Beep, bop, boop, beep, boop, boop, beep.
So anyways, I'm going to use those tools probably for about one episode, and then I'll get bored with them, and then it'll just be back to normal. But anyways, just so you know, this is what's happening with my setup, and I'm so pumped about it. This all comes from the podcast company, Podcast Nation, that we work with, who's been like, you need to do videos. And Brandy and I have been like, we don't want to do videos, because the whole thing about being a podcast is it's audio, and you don't have to see what we look like. And most of the time, we just look like absolute hot garbage. And they're like, you need to do videos for like TikTok and Instagram. Like, it helps with like, oh, da-da-da-da-da. I was like, fine, I'll do it. So, did I get my Canon 6D Mark II set up to record video? Yeah. You can see every pore on this fucking face. Boy, oh boy. We're going to be like a real show. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if we ever really were a real show. But I'm just so pumped about it. And we got a lot to talk about today. All the episodes of Best and Doe are out. 3 episodes of Paradise are out right now. Should we call the Brandi?
Should we call the Brandi? What do you guys think? That's megaphone.
Oh, and another thing. So I don't know how many people, how many wife tears out there were actually fans of my radio show back in Nashville. I'm sure there's a few people who listened to Lightning 100 back in the day. And when I did my morning show, Up in Adams with Wells Adams. Actually, it was a girl voice. I got to find it. Her name was Keely.
It was Up in Adams with Wells Adams.
Great line, by the way. Still kills. I had 2 music beds that I always talked over, and it was always rat-a-tat. Lightning 100. What up? Wells Adams hanging out with you this morning. I hope you're doing good. Long drive into work today? Yeah, I get it. But you know what? We're going to do it today. I'll tell you why. Hosting beer bands and bingo tonight, Tin Roof. You do not want to miss giving away to see Arctic Monkeys at the Ryman. Jason Isbell at Exit Inn. It's going to be fun. Later on the show, I'm going to have Sheryl Crow in. And Bobby Lee is going to be at Zany's. He's coming by in the 4th hour. It's going to be fun today. Stick around. You listen. 100.1, Lightning 100. That's what my morning show is like, if I'm being honest. And then I said funny stuff, too. All right. What do you say we
call the Brandi.
If she dares answer.
Bing-a-ling-a-lang. Bing-bong-boom. Buckle my shoe.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're crystal fucking clear.
Dude, your boy brought in his Canon 6D Mark II in here because you know what? We're doing this thing. We got a kick in the butt from the Podcast Nation people about how we need to do video.
Yeah, and now my camera doesn't work.
Yeah, so your camera doesn't work, so you're failing. But you know what? Everyone can just look at me. It's fine.
That's probably what they're here for anyway. Anyway,
I was talking to the YFTers before I called you. Your boy has so many new tools. I have started the process of the rebuild of the studio, and I got a new toy, and it is the greatest thing in the world.
Your headphones look very fancy.
These are new, too. Let me ask you this. Can you hear this?
Yes.
What does it sound like?
People cheering.
Applause. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Applause.
Isn't that amazing?
I love it. It's everything.
If you say something super dumb, crickets.
Okay.
When I inevitably say something hilarious, rimshot.
Oh, so you don't even need me anymore to laugh. So.
I don't. I absolutely, I do not. Oh, you want a trombone? Debbie Downer. You want to pump up the peeps?
Bow, 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 bow.
Hey, good. Do you want me to talk like a monster?
Okay, I can do that.
That's sick.
Right?
Yeah.
I gotta say, like, this Rodecaster Pro 2, it's not an ad, but it should be. I think that you should get this for your DJ stuff, because a lot of people use this for DJing, I guess.
Yeah, sounds cheesy.
Yeah, maybe so.
Fuck you, Brandi Cyrus. I'm excited about it.
It's good. I'm not going to lie. It's great for the pod.
Great for the pod. And then also, do you remember, did you ever listen to my show on Lightning back in the day?
Can't say I did.
Oh. Well, anyways, I always had the same music bed, and it was always Rat-a-tat, and it was either Wildcat or Loudpipes. And so I put them in. If we ever need a music bed, you know?
Yeah.
And we don't because we're pros, but
right.
Anyways, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you? Like, Mr. Just came off my honeymoon.
Oh man, I am relaxed. I feel great.
Your hair looks extra frizzy.
Well, I was in the seawater for a very long time.
Where'd you guys go? Can you say?
Yeah, we went to the Maldives.
Oh, the Maldives.
We stayed at this amazing place called Patina. Go look it up on Instagram. It's ridiculous. Listen, I am pretty bougie, all right? I think we all know that. Mm-hmm. And I've been to some amazing places, you know? Mm-hmm. This place was...
Really?
It was the best place I've ever been to in my entire life.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big statement.
I know.
You have been to some cool places.
I know. Like, I used to say Post Ranch Inn and Big Sur was the best place I'd ever been to.
Oh, really?
And it's a close second, but...
You would take Post Ranch Inn over, like, anywhere in Switzerland you've been, or South Africa, or anywhere?
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you been to Post Ranch, though?
I have not.
Miley has, though.
Yeah, she loves it there.
Yeah, all right. She knows about the finer things.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she does. She has a jet, you know?
Yeah.
But, no, this place was amazing. The only thing that kind of sucks about the Maldives is it's so far away. Mm-hmm. We were 13 hours ahead of Los Angeles time.
Oof. What's the route to get to the Maldives, would you say?
Well, we took Qatar Airlines, okay. Another ding. We did Emirates to South Africa and went through Dubai last time. And I was like, this is an amazing airline. But then my brother was like, you got to take Qatar. They have these things called Q Suites. And ooh, I know this just sounds like so bougie, but it was our honeymoon. So we spent some money to pamper ourselves. So it's business class and it's lay flats, but the Q Suite, there's a little wall in between the two people that you can put down and then you can basically sleep together.
Mm-hmm. Cute.
So fun. But, you know, it was 15 and a half hours to Doha. You ever been to Doha?
I haven't actually.
Well, it was voted the best airport in the world in 2022.
I've heard that.
Yeah, and it did not disappoint. It was great. The shops there, like the service there, was great. The lounge, great. And then we hopped on another little, like 4.5 hour flight down to Malé, which I think is the capital of the Maldives. And then we got in a little boat, and the boat took like an hour to get to the Fari Islands down south. Here's the crazy thing about the Maldives that I just didn't know about until I got there. And first of all, I was like, first of all, do you know where the Maldives are?
Honestly, if you put a map in front of me, I could not pinpoint where they are.
Same. Before I went on this trip, I had no idea. It's in the Indian Ocean.
That I knew.
And it's like south of the tip of India.
Okay. That makes sense.
So we land there, we go over to Patina, and they're showing us like, all right, so we own this island, but we rent it out to the Ritz, and then this is the new island that we're building right now. And when they said like what we're building, I just assumed that like they were like building buildings on it, you know? Mm-hmm. No, no, no. They have these huge ships that come by and they move sand onto the beach and terraform sandbars into islands. And then they come in with palm trees and other trees and foliage and plant them.
Wow.
Like they built, the island that we stayed on didn't exist.
That's like, crazy.
Yeah. And so like they're just out there just building islands. If you ever get a chance, highly recommend Patina in the Maldives.
I think the Maldives is like my mom's like number one bucket list place she wants to go.
Oh, well, milk that for all it's worth and be like, Mom, we should do this. And then you get your mom to pay for it. And then you're great.
Yeah. Mom, Tish, give me the credit card. I'll book everything.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is get on the plane.
It's genius.
Genius.
I mean, you could do everything. You could do that, like go skiing. You could go scuba diving. You could do that board that shoots you up in the air, you know?
Ooh, yeah.
You could do all this stuff. We didn't do anything. Well, we took a boat ride to a sandbar and had lunch and then took a boat ride back. And everything else was just us eating and drinking.
Damn, sounds like a dream.
It was pretty great, I must say. Here's the thing, and I said it before. My vacation threshold is 5 days.
How long were you there for?
Well, it was 10 overall, but it was basically took 3 days to get there and back. So we were there for 7 days.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you're going that far, you kind of have to stay at least seven.
For sure. Absolutely. It would make no sense to go for like 4 days when it takes three to get there. But but I always do get like a little antsy, you know?
Yeah, I do too.
In my pantsy. So we just got back. And then tomorrow I have a 3:45 pickup to go to the airport. I got to go to New York City to do Good Morning America.
Oh, poor you.
Poor me. I'm also doing a bunch of podcasts. So we're going to promote this puppy on like Chicks in the Office and KFC going over to the Barstool folks. Nice. So I'm over here doing the work.
Yeah, you're doing some work.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
Well, Tizzle and I did some work last week while you were gone.
Yeah, I read some reviews. Not great. Not great.
Oh no.
Yeah. Did you have fun though?
Yeah. I mean, my mom's freaking hilarious. Listening to her suggest alternative terms for the word dick was just the highlight of my week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I maybe need to listen to that episode. I don't know if I can though.
You shouldn't. Mm-mm. It's insane.
Well, anyways, to the YFTers out there. We're sorry. I'm back. I promise. I promise not to leave. All right. You want to start the show?
Yeah.
Is it me or you?
I don't know.
I'll go. You talked a lot last episode, I guess.
I did.
Yeah.
Bros and hoes, you're listening to Your Favorite Thing podcast with
Wells and Brandy. Back again.
All right, guys. Bowl and Branch. Yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh, and it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Boll & Branch is amazing.
Boll & Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at BollAndBranch.com.
That's Boll & Branch, BollAndBranch.com. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so the first thing I got to ask is, did you watch my show, Best in Dough?
I knew you were going to ask this.
Oh my God, you didn't. You got to be kidding me.
It's on my watch list.
Oh my God, what the fuck do you do?
I've been very busy, okay?
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. I went to Las Vegas.
Okay.
In Vegas for 3 days, played a show, did some other things, went to iHeart, then got a car, drove to Los Angeles for 3 days, had 3 days in LA where I went to, went to the Taylor Hawkins tribute show, which you would have fucking loved. You really missed out on that one. And obviously recorded a podcast with my mother. So was there for like 2.5 days and turned around, went to Nashville, was only home for 2 days and was doing, you know, a ton of shit, putting out fires at home, and then got on a plane and now I'm in Denver and I'm only in Denver for 2 days and I go home, only home for 2 days, and then I get right back on a plane. Like, life's busy, Wells. Life's busy. Also,
the show's been out for 3 weeks.
Also, everyone's been saying, you know, I was griping about how you can't download shows on Hulu for the iPad.
Yeah.
Well, the YFTers are telling me that you can. But I'm telling the YFTers that I do not have that option.
I know what the problem is.
What's the problem?
You pay for like the cheapest version of Hulu.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So there's like a premium, whatever. It's like $12 instead of $9, and that lets you download.
Oh, yeah. I did not know that.
You're just cheap.
I'm cheap.
Yeah. That's the problem.
Well, it is on my watch list, and I literally told my friend Kirsten, and I went to in Denver together, and I said on the way here, I was like, Wells is going to kill me.
Yeah.
Because I haven't even watched an episode yet.
I mean, I'm going to say this with all truth and honesty. You're a terrible friend.
Okay, listen, I could have lied to you. I could have been like, yeah, I totally watched it. That would be a terrible friend. Lying is terrible.
You could be worse than you are right now. Yes. You could have killed somebody as well.
And speaking of that Jeffrey Dahmer show, whew.
Oh, I'm glad that you were able to watch the Jeffrey Dahmer show.
I haven't seen it yet. Just clips.
Well, anyway, so all the YFTers out there that watched it and liked it, thank you so much for watching. I appreciate that.
I posted about it.
I did see that, and I do appreciate that.
Now, see?
I do appreciate that, but I want you to watch it. I want you to tell me what you think.
I'm going to watch it.
All right, because I'm very proud of it.
I mean, you look great in all the clips I've seen.
The show's great. I really hope it gets picked up for a second season because I want to go eat pizza again for 2 weeks and make a stupid TV show.
I feel like it's going to get picked up.
I feel like it will too. Dude, it's crazy. It's in like 30 different countries on Apple Plus.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's so funny. Like in Nigeria, they had to change the name and it's like Pizza Time is the name there. So, okay. Well, did you watch my other show? Did you watch Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah, I did watch that.
Okay, thank God.
That's been number one on the priority list.
What are your thoughts so far?
Wow, I kind of have a lot of thoughts because you weren't here last week and my mom doesn't watch right now. So, you know, there was episode one last week. And then, so I've only seen the first episode of this week's.
Okay.
I know there's two this week, right?
Yeah. There was one last
week. Yeah, so
I only
saw Monday's episode. Yeah. First thoughts, like this is just so much better than The Bachelorette and The Bachelor.
I agree.
Literally today, I was watching it. I was watching it with Kirsten and she was like, who's that person? And I was like, oh, she was on the last season of The Bachelor. And I was like, who the fuck was the last Bachelor? I can't even remember.
It was Clayton.
Yeah, I figured that out. But it did take me a minute. Like, that's how unmemorable The Bachelor has been. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Speaking of, what are your thoughts on Zach?
I mean,
I told you.
You were right. And I am not pumped about it because I think he's boring.
I was okay with it until
after
the final rose when they brought those four girls on.
Yeah.
He was terrible.
See, I didn't even watch that.
Oh God, you have to watch just that clip because he can't talk to any of them.
Yeah, the whole after the final rose thing was super cringe. Like the whole thing, I hated it.
I agree.
The bringing in Avon was so weird, and Tino just looked like the Prime Minister of Canada, and he was just getting fucking roasted.
What does the Prime Minister of Canada look like?
Tino. Dustin Trudeau looks exactly like Tino. Okay. Look him up.
Right.
I agree with you. And it's like, thank God Paradise is back.
Thank God it's back. It's already just so good.
Do you know what it is?
What is it?
I mean, Paradise has always been like the reality TV all-stars, like people who are really good at making TV. Like Genevieve is so good at making TV. Michael A. is so good. Lace is so good, you know? Mm-hmm. We just got off a season where like, no offense to anybody, but I was like, I don't know if anyone's a great TV maker on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So your thoughts on the first two episodes then?
I love how much screen time Genevieve was getting because I love her so much.
She's the best.
Seems great. She just says exactly what's on her mind. And I love that.
She's so expressive. It's the best.
Yeah. Which is why I really like her and Justin together because they're both so expressive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Okay. So, I mean, we've just got love triangles left and right. I feel like we should kind of start back at episode one. If Brandon and Serene don't get married, I'm going to be absolutely devastated.
Yeah, it was a little bit of like, why don't you guys just get married on day three? What are we doing here?
Literally. Yeah. I mean, they could not be more perfect for each other.
They are so attractive.
Yes, they're gorgeous, so sweet, just both seem so genuine. I mean, hands down my favorite couple so far.
Yeah, I would say that they are perfect.
Tell me if I'm wrong. Teddy and Andrew, they go on this date.
Yeah.
And it's awkward as hell.
Yeah.
And it kind of seemed to me like Teddy was hinting at them having met prior to the show and that they've hung out before. Is that true?
It was definitely the vibe. It was like, you guys came here with a plan. Kind of didn't make a whole lot of sense. And like, did you get to the part where she breaks up with him?
No.
Sorry, spoiler alert for you, but yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm so confused why after 3 days you're this heartbroken. This makes no sense to me. You know?
Well, it just... That date seemed so awkward. Like, he was afraid to say anything because he didn't want it to get out. Because who was the couple last season that did this?
Oh, yeah.
It was Piper and...
Oh, yeah. Whoever.
What's his face?
Yeah.
And they had had a whole relationship before coming on, and then everyone drug them through the dirt and kicked them off the show. So it seemed to me like Teddy and Andrew have hung out before, don't want to say it because they don't want to get kicked off the show, and don't really know what to do, is the vibe I was getting.
I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah. Maybe she's breaking up with him to kind of save her ass. I don't know. Everyone's talking about how they were together at Stagecoach. A big group of them were together at Stagecoach. I don't know how much more Bachelor Nation needs to see to know that Stagecoach is where bad things happen.
Yeah. Why would you ever go to Stagecoach? Never go to Stagecoach.
Just say no to Stagecoach.
Yeah. Go to Lollapalooza.
Yeah. Or Outside Lands.
Yeah.
Hell, go to Coachella.
Go to Bonnaroo. You know, go to the Newport Folk Festival if you want.
Stagecoach is where Bachelor contestants go to die.
Yeah. It's like something in the air in Indio, California, where they're like, well, I gotta fuck somebody from the Bachelor world, or I don't get my bracelet to get into the VIP sector tomorrow.
I don't know. Like I said, I haven't seen Tuesday's episode, so I don't know if Sally makes an appearance, but it sounds like Sally was the Blake of Stagecoach this past year.
Well, yeah, there was some history with Sally and Justin, and so we got to kind of wait to see what happens with that. What did you think about my Sally suitcase saga story reenactment?
Wow, where to begin, really?
Yeah. I must say, I think it's the finest piece of television I've ever done.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen Best in Doe, but I'll take your word for it. I'll take your word for it. Just thoughts popping into my head here.
Okay.
You make a terrible girl. So
yeah.
Probably shouldn't grow your hair out long because it's not the vibe.
Yeah. Well, that might be a good thing.
That, you know, I thought you did a great job. I was very confused about why it was all happening, but I was also just very happy for you because you were getting so much screen time, and they usually love to just cut you from the whole show.
For sure. Yeah. And that might be the end of the show for me, if I'm being 100%.
Maybe, but you got a solid, 3 minutes?
Oh no, it was an entire act. It was an entire act of television. So it was like, it was, I think 10 minutes.
Oh, 10 whole minutes of Wells. Wow.
I know. And also a shout out to Davo. He's like a crew man. He's a sound guy.
We were wondering who he was.
Yeah. And first of all, he's hilarious. If you go back to, it was years ago when someone from like The Bachelor, one of the girls was hooking up with a sound guy and they got caught and he like jumped down from like the second story down and broke his ankles, and they did a reenactment, and it was Davo who did the reenactment. So he's still at it. So when it all went down, like we were like, we have to explain what happened here. Like her suitcase
So this is all true. Her suitcase really went to paradise.
Yeah. She wouldn't get on the plane, but they had already checked in. So her suitcase went through security and got on the plane.
My biggest question is, how pissed is she that those girls went through her bag?
Yeah. Well, do you think that's really her bag?
That's what I'm asking you.
I mean, I think that it's so ridiculous, all the things in it, that...
It can't be her bag.
The idea is that her bag did come. Was that really her bag? I don't know. Like,
I mean, the blonde hair extensions were pretty realistic.
Yeah. But like the waffle iron. I mean, but it might have been like part of her like opening credits a bit. So I don't know.
Fascinating.
And like how Paradise works is like when you go get on a plane, you fly there, and then when you get to Puerto Vallarta, there's a producer there that like, or a handler that gets you and then takes mm-hmm. you to set. And so the handler was there and had to get the bag and was like waiting, you know? And then then the other producer that was flying with her got there and was like, yeah, she didn't come. And I was like, oh shit.
Dang.
Yeah. But they did cut a big part. So there was like this one part where she had to do a bunch of things. Like she had to go like get her nails done. She had to go buy bathing suits. And so like she made the producer go with her like shopping. And Davo and I did like the whole drunk history thing where we were, you know, doing the lines that I had said or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And it's really funny. But yeah, I think that came out really well. It was very funny.
It was very funny. I did like it.
Yeah. But yeah, that's going to be the end of the show for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Go out with a bang.
Got it. Michael and Sierra. First of all.
Yeah.
Funniest line of the entire friggin' show is her talking about how she doesn't have a pinky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she said she gets 10% off when she gets her nails done. Oh my God, take the bell, because I have never laughed so hard in my whole
life. So she did it to me. What she did to me, and I'm so glad it didn't make air, because I was like so flabbergasted. She was like, close your eyes and hold my hand. Okay. And we did like the interlocking of fingers thing. Mm-hmm. And she's like, do you notice anything off? And I was like, no, this feels like a hand, you know? Mm-hmm. And she's like, open your eyes. And then when I opened my eyes, I was just like, where's your finger? what happened?
I was like, is this a magic trick? I'm so confused.
Yeah. It's a good magic trick.
Listen, I think Michael's so sweet.
Yeah.
And I like Sierra. First of all, she's absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
And I think she's very genuine in like her pursuit of Michael. And I think it's very sweet that she's very understanding, obviously, of like his past and everything he's still going through with that. I don't know. To me, like, I just feel like it might end up being like friend zone-y vibes.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong.
Michael's playing a different game. Mm-hmm. The stakes for him are much different than everybody else's. And so he's got to be super careful. He's also a very smart guy. He's thinks things through. I mean, like, he's an adult in comparison to like the other people who are all kids. He has such a good story this season, though. And I'm happy for him. I think everyone's going to, I mean, everyone already fell in love with him, like in Katie's season. But boy, oh boy, you're in for a ride.
He had a serious glow up.
Yeah, I think he got his teeth done. He grew the beard. He bulked up. It looks good.
This is just one more example of how, like, listen, there are no men that listen to this show, but men everywhere. If you can grow a beard, by golly, please grow a beard. Like, it is just, it makes you so much hotter. Like, it literally takes the hotness level up 3 or 4 levels at least.
Yeah, he looks good. I think he might be the most handsome guy on the beach. Him or Brandon, I think, are the two like most handsome.
Brandon might take the cake for me, but they're both very handsome.
This season is the hottest season we've ever had, though.
So many of the girls are just drop dead.
Drop dead gorgeous.
It's insane.
I think that Brittany is so beautiful, and I'm like, no one is dating. What is happening here?
I know.
You know, I was like, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
I think there's quite a few guys that are trash.
Yeah.
On this beach right now. Well, Romeo, for one, like, listen.
Okay, buddy. I'm sorry. Him, like, not being able to stop crying is the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And when that was happening, I could not stop laughing.
I can't decide if he needs to go to therapy or, like, check himself into a mental institution, though.
No,
are you okay, bro?
I just think that he started to realize how bad he was going to look.
What you said about the wrong button, the bad button, or whatever the button is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that could not have been more spot on. Like, that is exactly what he was doing. He was making bad decision after bad decision and just digging his own grave.
Yeah. I had, you know, a heart-to-heart chat with him. I don't know if it'll ever make air. And I was like, hey, maybe just don't be a dick, you know? Like mm-hmm. let's go one day without doing a dick move. You went to Harvard, bro. What's going on here?
Yeah, what is going on?
But you know what? Here's the thing. There is a big difference between book smarts and street smarts.
I was just about to say that. Mm-hmm.
Like, I was a D+ student, but your boy's a genius.
I don't know about that. But yeah, he's trash. Honestly, I think Logan's trash. I'm just going to say it.
Stick with him. He's got a nice story.
I guess.
He came in being the guy villain. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he was the one who couldn't choose between Rachel and Gabby. So he has a kind of a hill to climb no matter what.
Yeah.
It's so refreshing to have Paradise back. I just feel like
it's so great.
It's
so is every week gonna have Monday and Tuesday episodes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so great.
And this is going for like a while too. ABC bought a lot more episodes this season than they did last. They bought 6 more episodes, which is bonkers. Buckle up. We're just getting started.
Love it. Love it for that. Love that for us. Oh my God. One last thing.
Yeah.
Jill.
Jill's so funny.
The way she uses the word bamboozle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's my favorite thing in the whole world.
It's so fun for me to watch it back because I don't get to be in the interview room with all them.
Yeah.
So I had no idea how funny Jill was, you know?
She's hilarious.
So fun. And also, like, the lace loose thing was so fucking funny.
Oh, it was so good.
Like, Logan looked terrified that entire time.
I know. And when she did not hold back. She was like, are you fucking kidding me right now that you're calling me loose? You could see in his eyes, he was like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. Like, what a deity. I'm telling you, trash.
It's going to get better. We make all the women leave and everyone gets pissed off. And
I've seen that.
It's so funny because the guys get to stay on the beach. So they are happy. They don't give a shit. And the girls are fucking miserable. And it's just like the dichotomy between the two things is ridiculous.
I guess we can talk about that when it happens. But did you guys do that just to piss them off?
I think that we're trying to like do new things.
But cause drama?
Yeah. Well, so yeah, basically.
Basically, yeah.
The same things we've been doing, but like this one was different. But you'll see like there it's also a tool to get more people on the show.
Got it.
Because if you think about it, you really only can have 2 or 3 people come every day. But if you separate people, you can have multiple people come to both locations, you know?
I see. Yeah.
It really becomes a time issue in terms of crew being able to film. So, anyways, happy it's back. Just super pumped that you're loving Bess and Doe as well. That makes me feel really good inside. And yeah, so good.
So good.
Anything else? Enough batch?
I think that's probably enough batch.
You got some fave things, bro, or what? What's up?
Fave things, bro. How caught up are you on Game of Thrones?
Not as caught up as you are.
Oh.
We couldn't watch it in the Maldives because like we were out of the country, you know, so like we're off.
Okay. All I know is like I remember after I watched episode 1, you were like, "You like it really? Like you didn't think it was that great?" Well, it's so fucking good. It's the best television that's on air right now. No offense, but like it is the fucking best. TikTok.
Hurtful.
I don't know if it's just my algorithm, but like everybody on TikTok's just loving it. I feel like it's Game of Thrones is back and it's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, I agree. 2 episodes ago, I agreed with you that I was wrong about that. And it is very good. I'm annoyed that they made the girl be a different girl. But the dad stayed the same. What the fuck is that?
I know. I'm annoyed about that too. But everybody's like, I don't know. Everyone really loves the actress that plays older Rhaenyra. So I'm trying to like get on board. But it was tough for me. I like really liked the younger girls and I liked their characters and I liked those actresses. So it was hard for me to let go of them for sure.
Yeah.
Also, true to Game of Thrones fashion, they're just, you know, fucking killing off hotties left and right. And it's just devastating.
I know. Well, the show's so great. I saw one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life in the Maldives, and it was a woman who was eating a donut with chopsticks. I don't know why I thought that was fucking hilarious, but it was so funny. I've never seen anyone eat a donut with a fork before. You just go.
I may have done that once or twice.
Well, you go, hey, listen, my hands are gonna get a little sticky. It's the price of doing business with donuts. but anyways, next time I get donuts, I'm getting some chopsticks out because it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
You know what donuts I eat with a fork?
What's that?
Have you had 5 daughters in Nashville?
No.
What? You haven't had 5 daughters?
No.
Oh, what is wrong with you? If you ever go back to Nashville, you should absolutely get 5 Daughters Bakery.
Okay.
And their donuts are insane. You kind of have to eat them with a fork.
Yeah. All right. I'll check it out. I watched one of the Chris's movies.
Oh, one of the Chris's, huh?
And I think it's my favorite Chris.
What Chris?
Chris Pine.
Chris Pine's your favorite Chris?
I think Chris Pine's my favorite one.
Really?
Well, I can't like Chris Hemsworth because of you.
No.
And, you know, Chris Pratt, I feel like he's like a little too like overly religious. And I don't know if I'm
religious.
Yeah. Did you not know about that? All that?
Well, he probably now that he's with the Schwarzenegger girl.
Well, I think he was always like super, super religious, but
really? God, he's so hot.
Yeah. But he used to be fat Andy Dwyer.
That's why he's so hot.
You love a glow up, don't you?
I love a glow up.
Well, anyways, I watched this movie on the plane called The Contractor, starring my favorite Chris.
I thought you were going to say you saw Don't Worry, Darling.
No, I haven't seen Don't Worry, Darling. Have you?
No.
So it's Chris Pine. It's Jillian Jacobs, who was on Community and then also on, I think the show's called Love. And then also Ben Foster, who's an absolutely amazing actor. And here's a tag. A discharged U.S. Special Forces Sergeant, James Harper, risks everything for his family when he joins a private contracting organization. Chris Pine in My Favorite Chris in The Contractor. Oh, also, you know who's in it? Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, love him.
Yeah.
He lives down the street from MT.
Really? It's like a war movie, you know, or like a shoot 'em up Mission Impossible kind of a thing, you know, where like Chris Pine should die 17 million times, but he's such a badass that he keeps on surviving. So, you know, it's not going to like win a bunch of Academy Awards, but The Contractor, very fun.
Okay.
Check it out.
Love that. Have you watched any of Tell Me Lies on Hulu?
No.
Ah.
What is that?
I was really hoping you had. Tish and I talked about it a little bit last week because she loves it. But it's a new Hulu series. It's based on like a group of girls that are in college. They live in the same, you know, in the dorm together or whatever. They're dating a couple of upperclassmen. It's very good. The lead girl, I can't remember her name. We were saying she's just a fucking breakout star. Like, she's so good in this.
Grace Van Patten.
Yes, Grace Van Patten. It's rated R to double R. Like, it's like HBO level with the sex scenes, if not worse.
Yeah.
But it's very good. And even though it's like college age and it's young, I don't know. I still really love it and like relate to it a lot. Grace's character starts seeing this psycho, like sociopath dude that treats her like shit. And she just keeps going back for more. You know, we've all been there. Mm-hmm. So it's very relatable. It's very good. The acting's good. I think even you would like it. It's not really like a girly show. I think you'd like it.
The story of a young woman's obsession with a man who is good at being charming. Tell Me Lies on Hulu, which is the same platform Best and Doe is on. And Brandy's watching this show, but not mine. So there's that. My show has hotties too, all right?
That's
me.
It.
Me. Jerk. I watched Uncoupled. Have you seen that or heard that?
No, what is that?
It's Neil Patrick Harris's movie on Netflix.
Okay.
Michael's life seemed to be perfect until his longtime partner blindsided him after 17 years of being in a longtime relationship. He has to confront the nightmares of losing his soulmate and suddenly finding himself as a single gay man in his mid-40s. Uncoupled, a Netflix series. Very funny. I mean, Neil Patrick Harris is great.
He is great.
Sarah and I were playing a pretty fun game that I actually learned about from the prince in Game of Thrones, the bad brother.
Love him.
And the game's called Movie Star or Actor.
Okay.
You want to play?
Sure.
Brad Pitt, movie star or actor?
What are there rules to this game?
Well, I think it's like there are people who are massive movie stars, and then there are people who are like actors. Their craft and they take themselves more seriously, I guess. I think that's kind of like the thought.
Okay.
I'll give you an example. The Brad Pitt.
Okay.
Yeah. Brad Pitt's a movie star.
Right.
I mean, he's a very good actor, but he's a movie star. Leo DiCaprio, he's an actor.
Huh.
You know, like he doesn't do superhero films. Like he does like a lot of dramatic roles, you know, he like bites into the work.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, so we'll play.
Is one better than the other?
No, I don't think so. They're both immensely famous. I think one just considers like the craft of acting. Like Robert Downey Jr. is a movie star.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix is an actor, mm-hmm. I
Got
think.
It.
You know?
Yeah, agree.
Okay, so let's play.
Okay.
Chris Pratt.
Movie star.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Chris Pine.
Movie star.
Yeah, I agree with that. Cameron Diaz.
Movie star.
Yeah. Ana de Armas.
Ooh, actor.
Yeah, okay.
I think so.
She's turning into a movie star.
She is. It's borderline. Yeah, that Ryan Gosling movie she did is borderline.
Yeah.
For sure. She's so gorge.
She's getting there.
Natalie Portman.
Actor.
Yeah. What about Ryan Gosling? He kind of straddles.
Yeah, he kind of straddles. But like Ryan Reynolds is a movie star.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling, though, kind of straddles.
But then like Andrew Garfield, I think, is an actor.
Yeah, I do too.
Florence Pugh.
I'm not as familiar with her, but I would say actor.
Yeah, I agree.
What about Zoe Kravitz?
Actor.
Yeah?
I think so.
Okay.
That's a good one.
She almost straddles too.
Michael Keaton.
I think actor.
Yeah. Bill Murray.
Movie star.
Yeah. He's a good actor though.
He is a good actor.
Adam Sandler. Is he a movie star or is he an actor?
Comedy's hard. Comedy's harder.
Well, and he's done like Punch Drunk Love and like some serious stuff.
I never saw Punch Drunk Love, so no. I need to watch that.
Yeah, it's sad though.
I like sad.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I have a question for you.
Okay.
How many holes does a straw have?
I hate this question.
Why?
I think one.
Yeah?
I think it's a continuous hole.
Okay, then how many holes does a cup have?
A cup?
Yeah, like a cup.
One.
But they're different.
Yeah, but one's continuous and one isn't.
How many holes do humans have?
Male or female?
Yeah, I guess what I'm asking is, how many holes are there from your mouth to your butthole?
Oh.
Because, I mean, effectively, that's one long straw, right?
I don't know. It's not continuous, really, though, like a straw. A straw you can see from one end to the other.
Well, if you took the entire thing and stretched it out.
But you're not stretching it out.
Well, you could take a straw and crimple it up.
Different.
Why have tears? What do you think?
I hate that question.
Why?
Because there's no right answer. And I like when there's a right and wrong answer.
Yeah.
So have you seen the Jeffrey Dahmer show or no?
No. I want to, though. Everyone's talking about it.
Everyone's talking about it.
You know what absolutely kills me on TikTok?
What?
The fucking creators, which I hate that word, but whatever. The creators who have no business giving anyone advice on anything, but still do it. And it comes to me. It's like, here are the three things you need to do to stay fit. And it's like, you're just like, here are the three things you need to do to become rich. And I'm like, dude, you are on TikTok and you probably live in a condo. Like, I don't understand how you have any right to be telling people this. I needed experts.
True.
I don't need a girl who's 23 giving me life advice.
Yeah. But I feel that.
I don't know if this happens to you, but TikTok thinks that I have ADHD. Like, I have, like, every three things is about, like, ADHD. Do you have that?
No, I do not have that.
Oh, damn it.
But TikTok does listen to you, so maybe you've been talking about ADHD to somebody?
No, but maybe I just am, like, I'm all over the place, and my phone's like, I think he's got ADHD.
Maybe.
Something's wrong
with
him.
All I know is I just got to Denver.
Yeah.
I'm actually staying at Balake's.
Oh, you are?
Shout out Blondie Balake.
I saw that.
And we were sitting at the kitchen table last night talking about, apparently there's a thing called leaf peeping. Do you know about this?
No, but I assume it's you hide behind leaves and then look into the windows of people.
That's not what it is at all.
Oh, okay.
It's literally just like going up into the mountains to see the colors of the leaves change.
And they call it leafing?
They call it leaf peeping. This is a real thing. Google it. Leaf peeping.
I hate humanity so
it's
much.
It's insane.
Just say what it is. We're going to go fucking look at the leaves change colors.
No, it has an official term. Leaf peeping.
Oh, my God.
And Blake was like, oh, you came to Denver at the perfect time. Everyone's here for leaf peeping. And I was like, leaf what? Leaf peeping. And I was like, I'm sorry. One more time. And like, I was like, what is that? And he was like, it's literally, you just go up to the mountains and you see the leaves are changing and they're so beautiful. And I was like, leaf peeping. Okay. Got in bed, started to scroll through my phone like as I do every night. And all of a sudden, every single TikTok video, peeping.
No.
Every single one, leaf peeping content. This is a real thing.
I don't want to see that.
I think I might go tomorrow.
You should go, but you should call it what it is. And that's, I'm going to go look at the fucking leaves changing colors. I'm not a Gen
leaf
Z.
Leaf peeping kind of has a nice ring to it.
Yeah, maybe so. We do have some voicemails.
Oh, yes. We should do that.
Which, by the way, you guys need to call in and leave us a voicemail.
Yeah. Do we have the number to give to the YF Tears?
858-630-1856. That's 858-630-1856.
Hi. I'm just calling to share some of my favorite things.
Great.
I just finished a really great book that, Wells, I think you would like.
Okay.
It's called Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow by Gabrielle Zevin. And it's about two childhood best friends who reconnect in college to create a video game and start a video game company. It takes place between like the 1990s and like 2013. Really great story. My least favorite thing right now is probably fantasy football because it's just one heartbreaking week after another. And it's been 10 years and I still put myself through it. Every fall.
Yeah,
so,
gotta stop that.
Big fan. Thanks for listening.
You shouldn't do fantasy football. I finally got, you know, I was in like the Bachelor Nation fantasy football league for years with like Nick and Ben and Chris Harrison and Tyler mm-hmm. and everybody was in it. And you know what this year I said, I don't want to do that anymore. And do you know why? Because fucking fantasy football sucks, dude. It sucks. It's not fun. It's stressful. You got to do it every fucking week. You forget, then you lose, and then like your best player gets hurt. Unless you win, it fucking sucks. And the odds of winning are like 1 in 12 or however many people in your league. Fucking don't do fantasy football. I think it should be over. Don't do it anymore. Just watch football because you like it.
1 in 12 isn't that bad of odds.
It's so much work. It's not worth it.
I guess I actually wouldn't know anything about it.
All right, we got another one here. Let's check it out.
Welcome, Brandy. It's me, Jessica. I love your show. I've been listening to day one.
Thanks.
I'm obsessed with your show from Chicago. Hopefully you guys will do a live show here. But my favorite thing this week is the book, A Court of Thorns and Roses. It's a series. It is very good.
All right.
It's a fantasy kind of, you know, little spicy book that's really good. And also, my friend Carter Halsey is from Tennessee, and I wanted to tell you guys about his music. It's very good. I think you guys would love him. My favorite song is Vodka and Soda, so check it out. But love you guys. Hope you guys have a great day.
All right, thanks. All right, what song you got?
I don't think it's very new, but that's okay. It's by Blake Rose, who I've played before. Yeah, this is not new at all. He has a song called Movie. And it has just really gotten me in my feels lately. And I don't get in my feels much, you know?
Oh, okay.
Very good. When you're on your last legs on your deathbed, when your life flashes before your eyes, do you like who you're with in that movie? Or do you belong in my
I like that.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Also, did you happen to see that Paramore has a new song out?
No.
Throwback, Blast from the Past. It's called This Is Why.
Love Haley.
Love.
This is why. That's cool.
Pretty cool that they're back.
Yeah. I saw Tallest Man on Earth has some new tunage. This is called Too Late for Edelweiss. Edelweiss. Probably saying that terribly wrong. When I walk by, all the people say, just another guy on the lost highway. And a jug of wine and some lovers lie, make a life like mine. Oh, the day we met. Love Tallest Man on Earth. I was wrong. That's the name of the record, Too Late for Edelweiss. Mm. The song was called Lost Highway. Is that everything?
Last thing, I think I said I went to iHeart Festival, you know, last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen the Black Keys live?
Of course.
They're so fucking good.
Dude, this is how old I am. When I went to school at Ole Miss, they used to be on a record label called Fat Possum Records, which is located in Holly Springs, Mississippi, which is about 30 minutes away from where I went to school. The Black Keys played this tiny little pizza shop called Proud Larry's, which is an amazing musical venue. Like, I saw Beck there one time. I saw Wilco there. Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, I used to go and see them play all the time. Like, and they were playing for free, you know, like it was just like the music and the pizza joint. But yeah, they're the best.
Yeah, they killed it. And I mean, you said you're getting old, but like I was shocked at how much older they were looking to me.
Well, yeah.
But they still fucking slayed. It was an awesome show.
Yeah. Love them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
I think that's it.
We should go out on a little rat-a-tat, you know?
All right. Yeah.
All right. YFTers, thanks so much for listening. And Thank you for filling in last week with your mom. Sorry about that.
Hopefully that's the last time we have to do that for a minute.
Yeah. Well, it's always nice to have T Dizzle on, you know?
Oh, yeah. She friggin' loves it.
Yeah, of course.
It's insane.
All right, make sure you call in your favorite things to the hotline. Again, the number is 858-630-1856. I wonder if that's like, you know, like 858-call-YFT or something, you know? Like, I don't know if it is, but it should
probably
be.
Probably not.
It should, but it probably should be, you know?
Yeah.
Can you please go watch my show?
Yes. In the 2 days I'm home next week, I will make sure and watch at least one episode.
30 minutes, you know?
One episode. I got it.
All right. All right, YFTers, we love you.
Love y'all.
Bye.
See ya.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.